So as these governments collapse, whether we want them to or not, there's two things that happen. Either the theoretically constitutional government that we supposedly have with separation of powers and separation of authorities based on local, state, national, congressional, judicial, presidential, executive. Those will all coalesce into one megapower, which is basically, it's already happened. It's already happened. You and I have already noticed that our votes don't matter anymore. On rare occasions, it might make a difference. But they're so good at culling out any real differences. They cull out anybody that really is going to speak outside of what's permitted. And they cull them out by calling them those special names. So if you get a guy that, you know, he's got some really good ideas, but he's not going to be accepted by this sort of leftist cult that we're in. They tried out the accusers. They tried out the, hey man, just like what they did to Jesus Christ. They tried out the accusers of the brethren. The great accuser comes and he says, you're guilty of sins. You're a racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, transgenderphobic, I don't know, anti-Semite. Got to throw that one in there. That's a big sin. And you're crucified. You're crucified. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a murdering, you know, child rapist, as long as you're one of them. You get protected. Certainly seen that recently. You know, ain't nobody looking too hard into the whole Epstein thing. That got covered up. Murder Epstein, and you can't go after these other guys. You know, we'll see. Maybe something will come out of it, but it's a double standard. If you're evil and corrupt, nobody's going to talk about it. If you're on the left, if you're on the right, the accuser. So they filter out those who even can run for office, and then of course they blackmail you. You get into office and you're blackmailed. Don't tell me they don't blackmail senators and congressmen. They go to them and said, here's the deal. This is what you're going to say. This is what you're going to do. These are your limits. Here's your right and left limits. And if you don't do that, we're going to take everything that you work for. And we're going to destroy your reputation. And we're going to take your money. And that's a real threat to people. They don't like their money taken away from them. And then if, by God, those crazy citizens of the United States who think they can govern themselves vote the wrong way, you get the little tyrants in black robes that will tell them, look down their long noses and point their finger at you and say, this is what you can and can't do. And the latest example of that is the whole homosexual marriage thing. State after state after state after state voted against homosexual marriage. When has that been a thing? When has that been a thing in the history of European civilization? It's like never. And then all of a sudden, you think we need to go down that road? And the Americans say, no, we don't want to go down that road. And so you got some little, the preacher man that you feared, your little man in a black robe, looking down his nose at you, pointing his finger at you, telling you, you voted wrong. I'm going to fix your voting. And I'm going to tell you, with a stroke of my pen, that gay marriage, homosexual marriage is now the law of the land. We didn't have a say in that. So when you come to me and you say, you know, I don't like this theocracy thing, you've got it. You've got a theocracy thing where you get men in black robes telling you what your morality will and won't be and what you can and can't do, what you're permitted to say and not say. And with a stroke of the pen, now you've got to teach homosexuality in public schools because the judge says homosexual marriage is the law of the land. Had no say in that, had no vote in that. We had no say whatsoever in it. And this is the goal. You know, we'll give you the illusion of self-control and self-government, but we will manipulate it around the edges, and we will so constrain your discussions and so constrain your choice of leaders, and we will so constrain the choice of how you vote that it's all a fraud. And it's only going to get worse. And you can't go back to 1950 or 1890 or 1845 or 1776. Things build up and then they fall apart. So another thing, rise and fall of empires. Who was it? I mentioned him before. But he's the guy that talks about the life cycle of empires. You know, it's just a cycle. It's a cycle. Things grow and they become corrupt, and they eventually just fall apart. So that, you know, there's nothing that I need to do to make that happen. It's falling apart. And the way through that is not to go back. It's, you got to go forward. It will tear itself down under its own dead weight, and it will either morph into a perfectly totalitarian society like the Chinese have. That's certainly an option. That's an option there for your future. Chinese-style totalitarianism. We're right there already. We're already right there. We've built the technical infrastructure. And right now in America, we're telling you whether or not you can run a business, whether you can't run a business, whether you can go to church or you can't go to church, whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask, whether to exercise any of the ideas in the Bill of Rights or not. Can't say this, can't say that. We're there. So it's either that's going to continue, or it all has to be torn down and started all over again. And you know, part of my premise is you can't go back 20 years or 40 years or 60 years or 80 years. One of the reasons you could build a culture of liberty in North America is because you had small g governments at the very lowest level that were strong and functioning. You had families. You had self-sufficient, self-governing families that lived more or less according to the Ten Commandments. And the project of the Antichrist has been to destroy that Christian morality and to destroy the families and to destroy the men and to destroy that government. And as you destroy that, that government that's at the higher level, it becomes totalitarian. That's where we're at. Story of Babel. It's a desire to go back there again. I am here to tell Christian men that there's a different way, there's a better way. And we will build Christian nation states. And the focus is on the nation. It's the organic. It's the people. It's the human people. It's the families. The state has a very small S in it. It's simply you're going to have to figure out a way to protect your territory and have a common set of laws that honors Jesus Christ.